Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
But first this afternoon, let's go to Northern Ireland. And political parties are this evening analysing what has been described as a political earthquake of seismic proportions there. The DUP, Ian Paisley, is no longer an MP after his shock defeat early this morning, topping off a dismal Westminster election result for the largest party in unionism. Sinn Féin is now the largest party at all three levels of government in Northern Ireland and says electoral trends in support of Irish unification can no longer be ignored. That's one of their lines. For a look at what this election might mean, though, let's go to our reporter, Barry Lennon. You're in Ballymena, Barry.
Yes, Cormac, good evening from the centre of Ballymena. I'm talking to you from Church Street here in the town, right across from the office of Ian Paisley Jr., who was the MP, the outgoing MP for North Antrim here for the DUP. The shutters remain down on his office today, perhaps the shutters down on his political career here in this area as well. As for the first time here on the 5th of July 2024, for the first time since the 18th of June 1970, 54 years ago, this town, this constituency is not represented by a man called Ian Paisley. And to put it into perspective, the last time Ballymena not represented by a Paisley, Eamon de Valera was president, Dana had just won the Eurovision, and Mick O'Dwyer wasn't even the Kerry manager, he was still playing for the Kerry footballers. That's how long it stretches back. Ian Paisley Jr. losing that MP seat, which he's held since taking it off up from his father, the founder of the DUP in 2010. This a real shock, this regarded as the DUP's safest seat possible, but losing it out to Jim Allister of the traditional unionist voice, who overturned a majority of more than 12,000 votes to win by 450. Now, Ian Paisley Jr., he made a speech last night. He blew a kiss to the reporters and the cameras as he left the Cowan Centre in Amahara Felt. He has been at the centre of controversies over the years, including around expenses, including around links to the Sri Lankan government, but still many people I spoke to here at Ballymena this afternoon were shocked and astounded with this morning's result.
Great, great. I was glad to see Jim Allister getting in. It's about time.
Why?
Just because the DUP do nothing for this town. Not one thing. They're never there. The only time you ever see them when they're looking for your vote, that's the only time you ever see them.
54 years, a long time the Paisley name was here.
54 years was far too long. Way too long. Time for change.
What's that change you're hoping for? What will Jim Allister do?
Just support the people. Make it a better place. Make our rights the whole way across the board. Well for everybody. And it's nice to see.
Does the border make a difference for you in the relationship with Great Britain?
Not really. Not really. It's just live and let live. Just get on with it. And that's basically what it is at the end of the day.
Why do you think people turned their back on Ian Paisley? Was it the party or some of the controversies he was involved in?
Everything. Both. But most of the controversies. Not just of him, of the whole DUP.
Massive result. Well, he's been a long time there and his father before him. And of course he has his office here in Ballymena. Yeah, I would have said he was odds on to win. Yeah, shocked.
I thought Paisley had this place sewn up. So that the fact that he's lost it, yeah, that was a surprise, isn't it?
Why do you think voters made the move?
I got a feeling that people were fed up with Paisley. You know, he's had a number of scandals to his name. On the other hand, he's done a lot of good in the place. And so, yeah, time for change.
And will Jim Allister represent the area better?
Jim Allister has a very acute barrister's brain. He can dissect things very clearly and very logically. Doesn't always come across as very sympathetic, which may be his downfall.
What's going to be the impact for the DUP, do you think?
There seemed to be a wing in the DUP, at least from anything I read, that was quite reactionary. And Paisley would have been part of that. So him leaving might weaken that wing.
You know, it'll not make much difference. And at the end of the day, I don't think it makes much difference anyway. They're all the same.
It was a close one. It was a very close one. It is what it is. The vote was pretty much split. I don't think I expected Jim Allister to stand in this, you know, in this seat.
As a younger voter, what do you think it might mean?
Nothing for me. It doesn't stand for what I stand, I'm afraid. It won't affect any of the issues that I find concerning.
I was absolutely astounded. I never thought for 1 minute that Ian Paisley would be
ousted
in a manner of speaking. But, you know, to be perfectly honest, I would never have voted for either of the two of them anyway. But if you were to give me a choice, I think I would rather have had Ian Paisley. I have used him in the past, put it this way. I have used his surgery, and I have found that he was actually very, very good.
Why do you think people didn't vote for him this time, so?
I think that people are moving towards a more hardline right, very, very, very extremer type of political view. And I think that's what has happened. I think that they're moving towards there. They probably see a threat from the opposite side of the chamber. I believe then that that's what people do. It is what it is, as they say.
Do you think it's concerning that the TVU have had this success? Obviously, they're quite strident on the no sea border and so on.
Yes, I would be. I would be. I'm not talking for anyone else, but personally speaking, I would be.
And Barry Lenehan is still in Ballymena with some very interesting thoughts there, Barry. What next, I wonder?
Well, everyone is a little punch drunk this evening politically here in the north after results in the early hours of this morning, which leave rather more questions than answers. For instance, the TUV's Jim Allister, he'll sit with Nigel Farage in the House of Commons. But remember, Nigel Farage had voiced his support for Ian Paisley during this election campaign. As for the DUP, this was their largest majority of all back in 1997 here in North Antrim. They're going back with five seats, with shrinking majorities in all of those, including Gregory Campbell in East Derry, who scrambled home by just over 130 votes. What next for unionism, and what next for the DUP at Stormont as well, with its stance on the Donaldson deal, which brought them back into power sharing? Many changes on that during this campaign, and will that now come under fresh scrutiny as well? And other questions as well. The lowest turnout here in a Westminster election in the north in record, including in the nationalist constituencies of Foyle and West Belfast, which also perhaps might raise questions for Sinn Féin, that even though it's returning as the largest party at Westminster, completing its hat-trick alongside local and assembly elections, is it en route to health, as the results may suggest? So many, many questions. The answers will surely emerge in the weeks and months ahead.
Barry Lenehan in Ballymena, thank you very much indeed. We'll have more from Una Kelly in Derry a little bit later on in the programme, just after five.